Details on the first legislation to be filed for the upcoming session. Repatriation efforts mean sacred items are coming back to Pawnee Nation. And a new Barbie with Oklahoma roots. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, November 18th. I'm Deborah Schar. The first bills of Oklahoma's 60th legislative session are filed. And as State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos reports, they regulate a diverse range of topics, but it appears tax cuts will again be top of mind.
The first bill filed in the Senate chamber, Senate Bill 1, proposes an individual income tax cut of 0.25% for all Oklahomans, as long as the state's coffers see a $400 million revenue increase year over year. That number is adjusted for inflation over time. Adair Republican Senator Michael Bergstrom filed the measure. Senate Bill 1 may hint at upcoming priorities within the Senate's majority GOP caucus. Income tax cuts, and tax cuts in general, have been pushed by the governor and much of the Senate and House, but have been successfully stalled by more money-saving-minded lawmakers. Last year, Republicans in the House and Senate sparred over the best way to cut taxes, eventually slashing the state's portion of the grocery tax. The legislative session kicks off in early February. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
The first measure filed in the House, House Bill 1001, requires people convicted of being an accessory of murder in the first or second degree to serve at least 85% of their prison sentence. Other bills regulate the distance windmills can be from homes or unrelated property and the use of biosolids in farming. The coordinator for the Hughes County Drug Court was arrested last week on charges of distribution of controlled substances. KGOU's Hannah France reports the coordinator admitted she gave drugs to a man under her supervision.
Kayla Hendricks was arrested and booked into the Seminole County Jail following a welfare check conducted on one of her supervisees in Holdenville. According to court documents, the supervisee told police he had been taking Xanax provided to him by Hendricks. Additionally, he told police he and Hendricks were having a relationship. The man agreed to take a drug test and tested positive for Xanax. He also let police look through his phone, which contained text messages allegedly from Hendricks advising him about the Xanax. Police spoke with Hendricks in her office the next day. Documents say she admitted to both giving the man Xanax and having a relationship with him. In a press release, Hughes County District Attorney Eric Johnson says his office, along with Oklahoma Court Services, are conducting a review of the court special programs in response to this incident. I'm Hannah France.
Pawnee Nation will welcome more than 25 sacred objects home to Oklahoma. Sarah Lisi reports Indiana University is helping to repatriate them in compliance with the Native American Grave Protection and Repatriation Act.
Among the repatriated items are former Pawnee leader Captain Jim's otter cap and rattlers used in ceremonies. They're artifacts Martha Onlia Chief visited in person on IU's campus. Onlia Chief is the Pawnee Nation's NAGPRA coordinator. She says finally visiting the items in person was emotional.
Just seeing items that our relatives have wore or used or anything, that is, it's overwhelming.
Onlia Chief plans to retrieve the 27 items in early spring. Then they'll be displayed in the tribe's museum in Pawnee for tribal citizens and the public. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
A new Barbie inspired by an Osage legend is now available. Katie Hallam has more on Mattel's newest addition to their inspiring women series.
This Barbie is an indigenous ballerina. Osage citizen and Oklahoma native Maria Tallchief will join the ranks as a Barbie signature doll. Born in Fairfax, Tallchief is America's first prima ballerina and first indigenous ballerina. From dancing with the Paris Opera Ballet, to founding the Chicago City Ballet, her list of accomplishments stretches on. The doll features a red tulle costume that pays homage to one of Tallchief's most iconic performances, Firebird. Mattel officials say they worked alongside Tallchief's daughter and the Osage Nation to sculpt the figurine in her likeness. The company will also donate to the Center for Native American Youth in Washington, D.C. to honor her. In Oklahoma City, I'm Katie Hallam.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
No matter what happens in Washington, the NPR Politics Podcast is here for you. For the latest news, insights, and analysis from the election and beyond, listen to the NPR Politics Podcast.